it's Andrea and
Mel.
We wanted to start doing more videos together because we're coming up with something that I think you're going to find is really inspiring. It's all about relationships. So part of it is I love helping people to create a life that they love. And a big piece of that is why not do it with someone you love? So create the life that you love with someone you love. So we're going to have more videos where Mel and I are going to share some of our own relationship stories. We're going to share more about how we help couples, how we help individuals to not only create the life that they love, but co-create it together so that they're learning and growing and they're able to move forward faster. So we're just going to kind of do this as a hot seat and see what comes up. And the whole intention is to give you more tools, more resources, so you can have that loving relationship, both with yourself and others. All right, Mel, so you can put me in the hot seat. So what's a question that you think would be helpful for people to know?
I think one that we've been getting quite a bit right now is, how can you tell if you are in love with the person or you're just in like with the person?
Okay, that's a good question. And it can be related to relationships. It can also be related to business as well. So when you love someone, love is different than like. When you love someone, you're willing to embrace both sides, both the support and the challenge. And so many people confuse love with infatuation, love with only seeing one side of a person. And often what happens is we expect our partner to only support us, to only be nice to us, to only do the things that we want them to do. And most of the time, it's because when we're younger, we expect our parents or our guardians to just give us everything that we want, and we're not actually responsible for giving it to ourselves. So when you're in a consciously loving relationship, you know that there's gonna be both support and challenge. You're willing to both support and challenge your partner. And I think a lot of people aren't willing to do that because of limiting beliefs and fears and all the stuff from when they were in that stage one of human development. So to answer the question, I think the best way to know that it's a loving relationship opposed to a like is you're willing to see both sides of that person and you're willing to love them unconditionally. Like if you have a kid or a dog, it's easy to see there's both sides. Like who wants to walk their dog in the middle of a rainstorm when it's freezing outside? Probably nobody, but you do it because you love them. So same with your partner, you're able to endure both sides and see them both simultaneously. That is love. If you're just looking for one side of your partner to be this perfect person, that's unattainable. Also, it makes it unattainable for you because then you're expecting yourself to be that person, which isn't loving of yourself. So be willing to see both sides, and that's what's going to allow more love to come into your life.